We now talk about the future-proofing Muslim Youth Convention that will be taking place in Durban. We're joined by Maulana Safwan Navlaki. Maulana, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Maulana, tell us about this convention coming up. What is the objectives? Who are the target audience? What do you hope to achieve?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The Future-Proofing Muslim Youth Convention is an initiative of DeanPro. The target audience, as the name of the event suggests, are our youth. As the name suggests, future-proofing is the main objective of this particular program, where we are looking to future-proof our youth. We know that our youth face various challenges. We face various challenges in our modern lives. And given that the future is in the hands of our youth, it's our responsibility as a community to provide them with the tools that they require to chart the way forward for the Muslim Ummah.
Yes. That is, the idea behind it. In terms of the lineup, what are the topics that will be discussed and who are the guests that will be speaking at the seminar, the conference?
So we have a full day lineup commencing at 9 a.m. on the 13th of December. And there are various important and pertinent topics that will be covered by our lineup of 12 different speakers. We will be focusing a lot on personal well-being, dealing with relationships, which we know is a point of difficulty for many youngsters nowadays. We will also be focusing on addiction in a very broad sense, covering the different types of addictions that are prevalent. And we will touch a bit on financial wellness. We have a special focus on personal development as well, with seasoned speakers who have quite a bit of experience, like Idris Khamisa and Hafiz Advocate Muhammad Wahid, who are both based here in Durban. Then we have a special focus on modern challenges, one of them being the LGBTQ+ issue, which we know is the talk of the day. We have a special focus on this particular topic as well. And then we have the main session, which is the closing session, which has the theme future-proofing. And here we look at proactive leadership and service to humanity, finding happiness in a hyper-stressed world, and being a model Muslim in the modern world. And for this whole range of topics that I've mentioned, we've got various speakers, many of them senior ulama like Maulana Ibrahim Bam, Maulana Suleiman Rawat, Mufti Ibrahim Bakas. We've got Maulana Muhammad Amir of Darul Ihsan. We've got Maulana Abdul Aziz Maluleke, who's also an imam here in Masjid Maryam in Durban. We've got Maulana Salman Kaji of Kwadukuza or Stanga, as we know it. We've got Hafiz Shakir Bayat of the Dean team, and we've got a special guest from Cape Town, Hafiz Ahmad Solomons, who is a director of Youth Mastery and is a flag bearer of various youth initiatives in the Cape region.
How has the interest been thus far in terms of registration? Where do people go to register, and what is the charge?
So there is absolutely no charge. This program is free of charge, open to all to register and benefit. We have a registration link just to manage the logistics, and that is tiny.cc/futureproofing. tiny.cc/futureproofing. Alternatively, listeners could go to our social media site on Instagram or Facebook and just search for DeanPro SA, and you'll be able to pick up the details there. And the last option is to contact us via WhatsApp on 081-459-9695, and we will be able to provide all the details, inshallah, via WhatsApp. So the feedback that we've had thus far, alhamdulillah, it has been picking up. We're expecting to hit the 50 mark in the near future, and in total we're targeting a good healthy number of approximately 300 to 500 attendees, inshallah. As the time draws closer, we generally notice that the registrations and commitments pick up closer to the time. So we're hoping to reach that targeted number of attendees, inshallah.
Inshallah. Barakallahu feekum. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it a success, inshallah. And Radio Islam is obviously a partner with us, and we'll keep our listeners updated, inshallah, of the developments and all other related issues, inshallah.
Inshallah. Just to mention one more thing in closing is that although the program will be held in person in Durban at the Masjid al-Salam in Musgrave, but it is open to all throughout the country and actually internationally, because we will be having live streaming links with access to the speakers as well via messaging service. So please feel free to register, and then you will receive all the relevant information in due course.
MashaAllah. So making it more accessible, may Allah accept. Barakallahu feekum, Mullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Safwan Avlaki talking about the Future Proofing Muslim Youth Convention. Excellent initiative. Alhamdulillah, we've had, focus on a number of youth activities today on the program. The Fajr first one that we spoke about earlier, and now this particular one, which is also focusing on Muslim youth.